la 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 la.
בוקר טוב, חברים יקרים.
Good morning, dear friends. This preparation for the morning lesson was by the Haifa 310, and the topic of the preparation is we exert towards connection in labor above reason. We're in a special time, the days of Pesach, Passover, and we discover the whole world was as one big Egypt. And the necessity for the revelation of the light of the Creator in our world becomes very apparent. All that's required now is to concentrate our efforts in a prayer to the Creator. Now we will gather towards the morning lesson, all of us together, the whole world Kli, and aim our thoughts and our hearts and perform a common action in quantity and quality to connect in exertion above reason. Reader, please.
Rabash writes, he must overcome and believe above reason, although his reason dictates that since he has prayed many times but still received no answer from above, how can he come and pray once more? This too requires overcoming, meaning to exert above reason and pray that the Creator will help him overcome his view and pray.
Again,
we must overcome and believe above reason, although his reason dictates that since he has prayed many times but still received no answer from above. If so, how can he come and pray once more? This too requires overcoming, meaning to exert above reason and pray that the Creator will help him overcome his view and pray.
What an excerpt. We can feel that Rabash is truly penetrating our bones. And along with that, he adds to us more coarseness and more coarseness. And this implies that we have to learn from all the states that we stumble upon on the way to the revelation of the Creator. Because without the revelation of the Creator, we have no right to exist. And I am passing the right of speech to my dear friend, Chanuch.
Effort
after effort, we move to our first workshop question, which is how will we help the friends exert above reason and continue praying to the Creator? Again, active workshop question, how can we help the friends exert above reason and continue praying to the Creator? Workshop.
Through the example that we give them.
We always learn that we must understand that everything comes through prayer.
out of the gratitude that we remind each other, that we awaken in each other the joy and gratitude for the fact that we are together, that we're studying together, we are scrutinizing and engaging in the sources.
Really, it's a privilege that the Creator gives us to ask from Him to be in contact with the Creator, even somewhat. The fact that we're asking from Him, the fact that the truth is this way, and that above reason, we come to bestow this way. There's none else besides Him, and only the Creator can help us. That is actually the essence of creation.
Yes, I heard gratitude and joy, but serious joy, very serious joy. And then the inner efforts in prayer to ask for the correction, ask for the reforming light. After that, we come back always to joy.
Above reason is difficult to say, but when we talk about how important it is to nullify oneself towards the friends, towards the reason of the ten. And it's important that we do this together in a common prayer until we reach the common prayer. And we always think what is the opinion of the Kabbalists, of the friends, of the ten. That's more important than mine.
It's also important to give confidence to the friends, confidence on the path. How do we do it? By making the quality of bestowal greater in their eyes, and then there are forces to work above reason, and to depict to ourselves the future degrees by which we get closer to the Creator. And this is how we continue.
It's an atmosphere that is built from the efforts that each of us on this path makes, where one invests one's efforts in the direction of strengthening the group.
Well, to give an example to the friends, in that I truly pledge to give myself to the ten and pray for it. Be a representative always and not let go of the prayer in spite of all the states we go through.
When I look at each and every friend and I see how much he's investing and how much he's trying to give beyond his own forces, and this gives me an example and compels me to do for everyone as well.
And in this way, friends, out of the understanding that we have no other possibility except that each one enters into his heart and dives deep into it to search for where is this feeling, this dependency on each other? Where is the place where we search for a connection with the Creator? This is the place for prayer. We have to search for the connection with the Creator in the connection between us. This is the only possibility to do this work. So, good luck to us, and let's hear the reader.
Rabash, when you feel that you are at war, each of you will know and feel that he needs the help of his friend. And without him, his own strength will wane as well. Then, when you understand that you must save your life, each of you will forget he has a body he must preserve, and you will both be tied by the thought of how to defeat the enemy.
Again,
when you feel that you are at war, each of you will know and feel that he needs the help of his friend, and without him, his own strength will wane as well. Then, when you understand that you must save your life, each of you will forget he has a body he must preserve, and you will both be tied by the thought of how to defeat the enemy.
Friends, good morning, World Klee. Haifa 3 are excited. Why? Because the state is such that now we need everyone's help. Now we're sending everyone a recruitment commandment. We open our eyes, bring everyone closer. We bring our hearts closer in great love, in connection. And this is how we will enter the workshop, where we will tell the friends how much do you depend on the friends and need them. Again, tell the friends how much you need them and depend on them and why.
Yes, this is the truth. I really believe how in my bones the extent in which everything in my life, and especially in the study, depends on the friends, only from the desire of the ten. I am here only from the arvut that the ten gives me and their concern. I am incorporated here in the morning lesson. So it's really great gratitude and joy and fear.
Yes, it is truly a gift from the Creator, that we can touch and feel behind every friend that the Creator is standing there. And truly see the friends as great and the lowliness of the will to receive. This is actually a salvation. The friends are a salvation.
Anyone that wants to be alive, that wants to touch the Creator, needs friends. Great friends like you. Not just in general, but specifically, I need specifically each and every one of you and all the qualities that you have inside. I need to reach this balance, to this correct deficiency, so I would have what to give to the Creator. There's no life without you.
Yes, in a war against the ego, it is impossible to fight alone. And I feel how much I depend on you. On each and every example, the examples that you give me, you give confidence, you give everything. We depend on each other, on, in everything, on all the friends. We can feel it.
כן, אפשר לבטא את זה במילה אחת, ערבות. ערבות בינינו.
We can express it in one word, ערבות. ערבות between us, which talks about our mutual dependency. codependency, where especially where the friends mention and remind us once again about the greatness of the goal.
And
this is what strengthens us on the path, and also what causes us to give back this confidence to the friends.
Shaul writes, without the friends, I can't lift myself from the plane of the life of a beast in this world. I must have you in order to be Adam. And I also feel this way, that what is required of me to do, what the Kabbalists write, I very much need the forces of the group for that.
It's
a little bit of a strange question. It's complete dependency. And we can't be dependent on our bodies. As the dependency is complete. It's absolute. We are one soul. And we are simply each giving himself so that
beloved friends, we are now truly in the opening of a morning lesson. Let's take advantage of this golden opportunity in overcoming an inner effort and yearning to bring our hearts closer and make the Creator happy. Let's move on to a silent workshop. Let's enter a connection in one heart and feel the Creator there. Again, let's enter a connection in one heart and feel the Creator there.